I was going to do a reading today, but then we read such a fantastic verse from Dhruva Maharaj returning home, the ninth chapter of the fourth canto, that since I'm going to memorize that verse today, I wanted to just say a few words about it. Maybe devotees also may want to memorize it. It's a very beautiful verse. It says, Yasya prasano bhagavan guner maitra adibir hari tasmai namanti bhutani nimnam apa ivasvayam. Unto one who has transcendental qualities due to friendly behavior with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all living entities offer honor just as water automatically flows down by nature. This verse is found in that part of the pastime wherein Dhruva Maharaj is returning home and he's bowing down before his father, elder persons, and then before his two mothers. And it says that Dhruva Maharaj also bowed down before his younger mother, Suruchi. And as you remember, Suruchi is a person who showed enmity to Dhruva Maharaj because he wasn't born from her womb. But now, because Dhruva Maharaj had achieved success in spiritual life, when he bowed down before her and touched her feet, she blessed him and said, my dear boy, long may you live. And then following that, then Shukadeva Goswami says this once again, unto one who has transcendental qualities due to friendly behavior with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all living entities offer honor just as water automatically flows down by nature. Srila Prabhupada has a brief purport. He says, the question may be raised in this connection, why Suruchi, who was not at all favorably disposed towards Dhruva, blessed him, long may you live, which means that she also desired good fortune for him. The answer is given in this verse. Since Dhruva Maharaj was blessed by the Lord due to his transcendental qualities, everyone was bound to offer him all respects and benediction, just as water by its nature flows downward. A devotee of the Lord does not demand respect from anyone, but wherever he goes, he is honored by everyone throughout the whole world with all respect. Srinivasacharya said that the six Goswamis of Vrindavan are respected throughout the entire universe because a devotee, having pleased the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all emanations, automatically pleases everyone, and thus everyone offers him respect. Dhruva Maharaj came to the stage of Sakya. Prahlad Maharaj enumerates the nine stages of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnur, which ends with Sakyam and Atmanivedanam. Sakyam means to have a friendly disposition with Krishna. This type of friendly disposition is only acquired by those who have developed pure, spontaneous devotional service to the Lord. They're not part of sadhan bhakti. And here Srila Prabhupada explains that Dhruva Maharaj had attained this stage of devotional service. Krishna was his friend, and he was Krishna's friend. Therefore, because the Lord is present within the heart of everyone, Krishna from within his heart, wherever Dhruva Maharaj appeared, to whomever Dhruva Maharaj showed favor, he inspired that person to reciprocate with him, telling them, be friendly towards Dhruva Maharaj, give your blessings to him, show love towards him. And as Srila Prabhupada here points out, this was also the reciprocation which the Goswamis of Vrindavan acquired. Dhira dhira janapriyo priyakaro nirmatsaro pujito. The Goswamis were nirmatsa, they were devoid of any envy. They saw everyone as part and parcel of Krishna, and they'd also developed this very friendly relationship with the Lord. Therefore, whomever they met, whether they were dhira, very pious people, or adhira, impious people, Krishna being in the heart of everyone, inspired those people to be very favorably disposed towards the Goswamis. And this is described here as being synonymous with a law of nature, just like Nimna Apa Ivaswayam, that water automatically flows to low ground, as the verse here has it. And we have this law of nature formulated in Western terminology that water automatically seeks the lowest level. So just as water just flows from a higher level to a low, similarly to those who are in a bond of friendship with Krishna, blessings automatically flow from all personalities. Love and affection flows from all personalities to such individuals. We also saw this example with Srila Prabhupada, who, whomever he met, and he met many adhira, he met many impious people. People were all very deeply impressed by Srila Prabhupada's personality. If I remember right, for instance, when Prithu Prabhu's wife, Mother Rambaru, her father was quite inimical towards the movement. He was a influential person, well-off person, and obviously didn't, like others, want his daughter to become a Hare Krishna. And he came to complain to Srila Prabhupada. So he went in to see Srila Prabhupada, and there was very nice exchange, pleasant exchange. Srila Prabhupada spoke with him very nicely, and when he came out, his comment to the other devotees, who were, as devotees, used to be waiting outside Srila Prabhupada's room, was that the problem with all of you is that you're not like him. And of course, that is a problem. It'd be nice if we were like him, Srila Prabhupada, and were aspiring to be like he was, but Srila Prabhupada's transcendental influence was so powerful that people were automatically attracted, were automatically drawn to him. Another example, or many such examples, were, for instance, Srila Prabhupada's airport arrivals, that when Prabhupada would arrive at the airport, sometimes, of course, there were always big greeting there, devotees crying, offering garlands, flower petals. And sometimes businessmen or other travelers going here and there, they just seeing Srila Prabhupada, they became overwhelmed. There are accounts when sometimes people started to cry, people just stood there, obviously impressed by Srila Prabhupada's aura, his transcendental presence. This is the influence of a transcendentalist. So here he says, those who have transcendental qualities, Gunai, Maitri Adibi, who have transcendental qualities due to being in friendship with the Lord, and Prasanna Bhagavan. And of course, how do you come into a relationship of friendship with the Lord? The verse here states that someone who's actually received Krishna's blessings, in other words, Krishna's Prasanna, Krishna's pleased with that person, one doesn't artificially become Krishna's friend just by saying, "Hi Krishna, how are you?" But rather, when Krishna is pleased to award that type of relationship, a relationship of friendship with his devotee, then naturally, yasyasta bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvagunas tasra harasate shura. All these transcendental qualities, more than the good qualities of the demigods, but transcendental qualities become manifest. So this is one way also to recognize a transcendental personality, and that is that the natural effect his personal presence, his instructions have on others, it melts people's hearts, it changes people's hearts, sometimes by speaking, sometimes by smiling, sometimes by a glance, sometimes by the mere presence. Somehow or another, people's hearts become changed by the presence of a transcendental Vaishnava. Anyway, today I'm going to try to memorize this verse, 9th chapter, verse 47. If any of you are interested, it's a great verse to learn, one that I haven't learned up to now, but I certainly want to learn now. Hare Krishna.